This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Even if you're not on good terms with your spouse, if you find out that they were killed in your home by your brother in a very questionable self-defense situation, and police are interrogating you, it's rather odd when you walk into it, kind of with the attitude of, oh my gosh, look at this. I just got $400 in Kohl's cash. That sort of excitement that you get when you get Kohl's cash. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of this is great. I don't know what else I'm going to buy here, but this is great. Dead. But that's kind of how it feels when you watch the Lori Daybell interview that was done with police shortly after her husband, Charles Vallow, was murdered in their house by her brother. The original cause of death was originally stated as it was self-defense, but we know much better now as to what probably actually went down between brother and sister and the, you know, the somewhat lover relationship that they had going on there. It's a fascinating video to watch. And since we've been kind of going down the rabbit hole of all the audio and video we can find to refresh ourselves on this case and put context into what we're about to be hearing and seeing in the coming weeks as Lori Vallow goes to trial, we are unearthing this one for you in its entirety. This is the raw police video of Lori Vallow at the time, after her husband's shooting death, Charles Vallow, talking to investigators, sitting cross-legged on a chair in the police station, being all happy and peppy and how can I help, cracking jokes, you know, like a sociopath does. Take a listen.
She's better off that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know Laura's your first name, right?
Yeah.
L-A-U-R-I.
L-O-R-I.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Vallow. V-A-L-L-O-W.
And your date of birth? And your phone number? And you live at the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know this sounds silly,
mm-hmm.
But it's probably the easiest way to start,
mm-hmm.
Is just to tell me what happened. And then, so you can start what makes the most sense to you, and we'll just work our way through, and I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions just to kind of clarify.
Sure.
So I know you talked to the initial patrol officer. And
he just got information.
Okay. So yeah, if you can just kind of tell me kind of what happened. It sounds like some of this may have started last night or something along those lines.
Right.
So start where you think it makes the most sense.
Okay. So,
I told you. It's a great question.
Well, so we moved into this house 3 weeks ago because he offered to get me a house here where all my family is. So
okay.
We were in Houston. And so he's like, we had decided to separate or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I'll pay for a house for you and for JJ and whatever, because he's all about JJ. He's never about Tylee, but he's all about JJ. Because
mm-hmm.
we adopted him together. He's
okay.
His great nephew. We adopted him as a
okay.
baby. And so we adopted him as a baby, and so we've been raising him together. And he travels all the time for business, so he's used to just going back and forth. So he's always gone like Monday through Friday. So he came when we first moved in and brought me stuff from Houston, like a U-Haul. And then he hasn't been back. But it's all these threats on my phone all the time, you know, like whatever, all these things. And then he told me...
What kind of threats?
Just... Uh, You'd have to read them to see, but he's always mad at me, right? Okay. And he doesn't want a divorce, but I don't like him and don't want to deal with him, so that's just how it is. Like, yeah. So we've been married for 14 years, we've dealt with it for 14 years, of him being horrible to her. Like, he gets in huge fights with her, a lot of things. But anyway, so he said, I'm coming Wednesday night, all of a sudden. I want to see JJ. And I told him, I said, I will never keep JJ from you. Mm-hmm. You can come see him whenever you want to. Come take him to school, whatever. Like, I'm not going to do that.
So when you initially moved, he had said he was going to buy you a house. So you moved here with your...
Yeah, he was going to rent us a house.
And so you moved...
All my family lives here. So right. We lived here for a long time.
Okay.
And then he moved us to Houston.
Okay.
And we were there with my son. He was out of school. He didn't have any of his, like, services, his DDD, his anything. He, like, ripped him out of school and said, we're moving.
Okay.
And I didn't go with him at first. And he took him. And I let him take him, and I didn't file anything or whatever. And then he filed something against me and said, I'm only going to get supervised visits because I'm crazy and blah, 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 you know, the story. And so I just didn't talk to him for like 30 days and let him take care of him and let him see what I've been doing for the past 7 years, because men need to do that. You know, I have 5 kids. Yeah. I have grown kids. I have grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're going to threaten me that you're not going to let me see my child without supervised visitation?
Yeah.
Okay, do it for 30 days and see how long it lasts. You're begging me to come pick him up.
Yeah.
Which he did. She's like, come back and blah, blah. So I moved in with them to Houston for the family, you know, and Tylee went with me. We drove to Houston from here and left all our family and all his support, all my son's support, like his cousins, everything. And we were there, and I enrolled him in school there. I tried to start all his services, and it takes forever.
Yeah.
You know, it takes so long to get that done.
There's no easy transfer.
You
start from the beginning.
It's a totally new thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't do any of it in those 30 days. So he just had gone without services, without even applying. And I'm like, do you even realize? Because he didn't ever do it in the first place. I did it. Long story. I'll keep it short. He hasn't been here in a couple weeks since we moved in.
Okay.
He came. He was very nasty when he was there, but he travels for business. So he went back to the Houston house, and he's like, I'm coming on Wednesday night, and I'm going to come pick up JJ and take him to school Thursday, pick him up Thursday, take him Friday, whatever. And I said, Casey wanted to come to the house. And I said, you can't come stay at this house because you can't get along with Tylee. She's a minor. She has to live here.
Yeah.
So because he gets in huge fights up there.
Okay.
And she hates him. And so I'm like, you can't stay at the house, so I will book you a hotel, because he stays in hotels all the time because he travels for business, and the business pays for it, right?
Uh-huh.
So I said, I will book you a hotel nearby.
What does he do?
He works with teachers and their retirement plans, but he goes to them, but there's...
Oh, okay.
He mostly works in California.
Okay.
No matter where we live. And we lived in Hawaii. He'd work in California. He'd work in Texas. He has, like, books of business in different areas. And so he just goes wherever.
Okay.
It kind of just gives him freedom that he doesn't have to stay home every day and take care of special needs
child.
It's like an excuse, right? So I've done that myself for the last 7 years anyway. And I was a single mom before I married him with my 2 kids.
Yeah.
And he had 2 kids. We got married, tried to make a family.
You know,
how it goes. Anyway. So he said he was coming last night. I said, well, you can't stay at this house because you can't get along with Tylee, and I'll get you a hotel, and you can come play with JJ. But he goes to school all day.
Yeah.
I got him back into his school. His services, I met with the DDD yesterday, and they finally are getting his services back, but we're paying $125 a day to have him back at school because he's so out of his routine. He's been a nightmare on the floor, kicking stuff, hitting stuff, walls. Like, he just ripped him out of his life.
Yeah.
So, anyway, just how he is, because he only thinks about himself. So. He says, come in to get JJ, and JJ's like, I don't want Dad, because he knows Dad took him away, so he was freaking out, right? So I didn't tell him he was even coming, like, Dad's going to come take you to school, I think. So he didn't bother me last night, which I was surprised. I was expecting kind of an ambush for him to kind of, like, come over or be just mean and say, that's my house, I'm on the lease, I'm going to stay here, kind of thing, because that's kind of his macho attitude. And so... He came this morning. I was getting JJ ready.
So he got in last night, but he wasn't at the house last night.
Yeah, I didn't hear from him. Except for he texted me and said, I'll be there at 7:30 to pick up JJ.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. That was good. I didn't hear from him. And then he came over in the morning, and he's like banging on the door. I'm like, oh, great, here we go, you know. And I was just going to be nice. I'm just going to be nice as possible. And I had JJ stuff all ready for school. So.
Do you remember about what time he got there?
He said he'd be there 7:30, but it was more like 7:40-ish or 7:35. I don't know.
Okay.
But But I remember thinking, looking at the clock, and he was at there at 7:30, and he's usually Mr.
Yeah, punctual.
Yes. So I was like, okay. And then Gigi was like, oh, Dad. And then he was like, Mommy, and like ran to me and was like holding me. He's like, you're not taking me to school. And I was like, it's okay, Dad, I can just drive you to school. It's not a big deal. You know, just trying to make it whatever.
Calm.
Yeah, calm. And then he was just being real smirky and real like jerky, you know, to me. And I was like, ignoring him, whatever. And so he was like,
Did your brother live there with you?
No.
Okay.
He had stayed with me last night because I was worried he was going to come over and cause trouble with me.
Okay.
And just wanted someone else there, like my brother there, because I trust my brother. And it's been a long story. Like, I had to go live at my brother's when he took JJ. And, you know, he's just been difficult. So, anyway. So I got JJ stuff ready. And he was like, well, and he's like this about timing. He's like, I'm leaving in 20 minutes because it's like 15 minutes to the school and like you can't get there early. They don't open the gates until 8:20 or something like that. And I said, well, why don't you just go now? I don't want him in the house. I'm like, why don't you just go now and take him to Burger King because that's what he likes for breakfast. And he's very particular about food.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted chicken fries for breakfast and a Sprite. Like, and I just get what he wants because if you don't get what he wants, then it's like on the floor screaming, dragging him into school. Like, and he's big and he's heavy and it's hard for me to handle. But anyway, so I said, just go. And so he said, okay. So I gave him a backpack. He got in the car. This is his MO, right? He always leaves something in the house and comes back. He never leaves the first time. I always expect my husband to come back into the house, right? So I guess he had left his phone on the counter.
So he initially left with the backpack and with JJ? And
so he put them in the car
in
the driveway, and then he came back in, right? So I kissed JJ goodbye. He came back in, and his phone was on the counter, and I had his phone. And he was, like, giving me my phone, and I was like, why don't you show me your text that you've been texting, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Because he's, like, acting really weird, like he's plotting something against me. Like, I'm like, why are you even here? Like, what did you come here for, you know? He's been talking to my other brother, and my brother came into town at the same time last night. And I haven't talked to my brother in a while, my other brother, and I was like... And so he was texting him on the phone when he first got to my house. And I'm like, why are you texting Adam? Like, do you even talk to him? Like, my other brother. And, you know, he's been telling me all these texts, like, you're going down, blah, 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 blah. He's blaming me for our marriage breaking up and my niece getting divorced and my friend getting divorced. He said, I'm a destroyer of families.
Okay.
Because I want everybody to get divorced. I'm like, what would my motivation be for people getting divorced? So I can babysit the kids more? Like, why would I have any control over what people do?
Yeah.
So it's just very odd. But anyway, he goes nuts. He's gone nuts on us a lot of times. Ted and I have had to leave with JJ over the years probably 5 times and just stay in a hotel for 2 days because he goes nuts. Like, you don't know what's going to set him off. Like, whatever, and she's mad at me for always, like, going back, but we had JJ, and he's special needs, and it's really hard. Like, it's even harder to care for by yourself.
So when you say he goes nuts, that can mean a lot of different things.
Right.
So, goes nuts, like, yelling and screaming?
Yeah,
goes
yelling
nuts,
and screaming.
Like, breaking
like,
things?
Yes.
Goes nuts, like, physical violence?
He's never really, besides, like, grabbing us and pushing us, but not, like, punching us or something, but with Tylee he has gotten physical before, and with my grown son.
Like physical how?
Like got into a physical fist fight with my son when he was 16.
Okay.
And he came after Tylee 2 times in Hawaii.
Okay.
And like went like he was going to hit her, but then I got in between them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
How old was she when that happened?
Probably 14, 13 and 14.
Okay. So this morning he comes back in and...
He comes back in, I wouldn't give him his phone. He was screaming at me to give him his phone. He was very worried about whatever was on his text that he did not want me to see. And so I was just holding it there and he was screaming at me. And I was kind of walking towards around the house with it so he couldn't get it. He's like reaching for it and stuff like that. And so Tylee came out of her room upset and she had a bat. And she told him to leave her mother alone, like, right? So she was really whatever. And he's screaming at her, don't you hit me with that bat, blah, 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 blah. And then my brother heard all the commotion because he was in there in bed. And so he came out into the main room and I guess, so, whatever.
What's your brother's name?
Alex.
Alex, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then he just started, he was screaming and he was super upset and whatever, and he's yelling at Tylee, don't you touch me with that bat, and blah, blah, blah. And so Tylee, I guess, I don't know if she swung at him or what, but he, like, grabbed the bat from Tylee and then went to, like, hit Tylee with the bat. It was, and I was right there, and they were right there, and my brother grabbed him from behind, mm-hmm. like, just to stop him from hitting Tylee.
You go like this, like, he grabbed him, like...
Yeah, from behind, like, just kind of to pull him back, and then, they got into the thing, and he's hitting him with the bat, and they're on the ground, like, grappling around or whatever. And then, I mean, that was all
and he,
quickly.
And he hit your brother with the bat while they were grappling and stuff?
Yeah, yes, he was hitting him with the bat, like, swinging the bat, you know, back and forth, and they were kind of, like, on the ground, and I was, like, freaking out, trying to go around, knowing JJ was in the car.
Yeah.
Right? And so... Then he got up and he had the bat like this towards me, and I was going around the other side to try to just get out of his range where he couldn't hit me. And then I had told Tylee, because she was on the ground, because after he took the bat from her, she fell back. And so I told her, I was like, go get in the car with JJ. Like, I don't want JJ coming in to the house. Or, and I wanted her out of the way. I wanted the kids out of the way, whatever this fight was going to be. And then,
do you remember what your husband or your brother were saying or yelling during all of this? If they were at
just
all?
Just kind of, get off me, ow, or whatever, you know, whatever. They were like, don't talk to my niece that way,
yeah.
Whatever. Like, it was, I don't remember specifics, but they were kind of both, they were kind of in the heat of it. I don't think there was many words that I remember.
So Tylee goes outside.
Yeah, she was outside.
And then what happened?
Then they got up from that, and my brother had, like, stepped back, I guess, and then Charles was coming with me at the bat and yelling at me to give him his phone still, because I had it in my hand. It was all really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went around kind of in the circle, then my brother was there.
When you said when you were going around and he was coming at you with the bat, how was he holding the bat?
Just like that. Like, backwards. Almost in one arm.
Like he was swinging, swinging it backwards? You would have done, like...
Like he would have swung it backwards at me, not frontwards.
Okay, yeah.
He was a professional baseball player.
Okay.
So, it wasn't a good idea for Tyler to get out of that.
Probably not the...
I mean, he played semi-pro when he was young. But, and then I was kind of turned around, and we were all right there in that room, except for the kids had been outside by that time, and I heard the gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you heard the shot?
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually see the shot, or did you just hear it?
I had gone around...
Mm-hmm.
To the kitchen to get away from him, and so back around. So I don't know if you went in the house.
I didn't, so I'm like a little bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah, so I didn't see when... I didn't see the shot, I heard it, and then I came back around and I saw that he was on the ground.
Okay.
And I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And so I was just freaking out, and I just went into mom and I'm like, I've got to go to get JJ to school. I've got to get to the kids. I just felt like, I've got to get to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went outside and to see if they were in there. Okay, I didn't want them coming back in the house when all that was going on. And got JJ in the car. And he was trying to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And Tylee was, like, looking at me with, like, the crazy eyes, like, what just happened? And I told her to get in the car and we're going to take JJ to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left.
When you came back in and you saw him on the ground, where was your brother? Did you see him, where he was at?
Yeah, he was right in front of him.
Okay.
Like, it all happened very quickly. That
right.
Was, I mean, I feel like I was there because I was right there, and, like,
yeah.
A second later. Like,
okay.
I just went around the kitchen to get away from him.
Did your brother say anything to you at all? Do you remember?
No, we were both just in shock.
Okay.
Like, it was just I didn't say anything. I went out with the kids just to check on them first, and I was going to come back in, maybe, but I didn't. I was like, I just have to get him to school and call the police and come back, you know, whatever.
Did anybody say any, did you, you or your brother say anything at some point about calling the police or calling 911? Do you remember?
Yeah, he called me.
Okay.
And he said, are you taking Gigi to school?
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, we need to call the police. And he said, okay.
Okay. So you, he called you when you didn't come back inside, basically?
Right.
Okay.
Because I was, like, in the car for a minute, and then I was like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I need to, I didn't want Gigi to go inside, and I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do, and Tyler was freaking out. I was trying to get them away from the scene.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you... I don't, and you may not know this,
mm-hmm.
so, because I know you heard the shot, do you know at what point your brother had the gun? Do you know if he had it when they got in their first fight, or did he have to go get it, or do you know that at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
And do you remember if you ever heard your brother...
I didn't see him ever leave the room.
Okay.
So... But it was so fast. All that was so fast. Like,
yeah.
Him on the ground, rolling around, and I'm screaming. And
this probably happened in a couple seconds.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, super fast.
And I don't know if you know this or not. Does your brother normally carry a gun? Like, I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Right. Like,
so,
I know he's a gun person. Like, he has guns and things.
Okay.
He's good with guns.
Did you know that he had one with him?
No.
When he came over?
No. But I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Because he's very... very professional with guns.
Proficient, professional. Responsible is usually a good
Way, but responsible with guns.
And then, do you remember if at any time, so you were trying to get away from him,
right.
And you heard the shot. Prior to the shot, do you remember at any point hearing your husband or your brother saying anything to any either of them?
No.
So my second very ridiculous question
mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that I didn't ask about or anything that we didn't cover that you think is important? I always ask that just because I wasn't there, and so we're
right,
going through something
right.
that happened
right.
a super small amount of time.
Yes. Can
so,
I step?
Yeah, go for it.
Mm. Just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. He was just so angry, like super scary.
Did you
know how you take your phone away from like a 16-year-old
uh-huh.
and you freak out?
Uh-huh.
Like their world disintegrates. Like I've taken my phone away from a 16-year-old boy before, and
uh-huh.
he like he's like wanted to kill himself because
yeah.
like they cannot function. That's how it was. It was like is something on his phone that he does not want me to see that
uh-huh.
he was like freaking out
mm-hmm.
like. To the point where I thought he would hit me in the back of the head to get the phone.
Okay. So you thought, and not I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you thought it was possible that he was going to hurt you.
Absolutely. He was going to hurt me and Tylee.
Okay.
Not JJ. He would never hurt JJ.
Okay.
And he hurt my brother. Like,
yeah.
He was going, like, ballistic about... It was that.
Okay. I'm going to go talk to her real quick.
Okay.
And then if, obviously, you know, we'll be here for a little bit, hopefully not too much longer. But if you think of anything or there's anything that kind of pops in your head or something else that we didn't cover, obviously.
Okay.
So I'm going to go talk to her for just a little bit and then I'll kind of come back and check with you. And then we'll kind of go from there. So I know my partner's talking to your brother over in one of the other interview rooms. So we're going to just try to get, you know, as much done as we can and go from there.
Okay.
Okay. And then, is there anybody that you need to call or anything, or you want to wait a little bit?
I don't know what I would say.
No. And wait a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know what I would say.
And if you want to, you can think about it. So we do have victim services that work within the police department. They're right over here. They're not cops. They're civilians. And they do, Jessica, who was out there with the fire department, so they're kind of our crisis response. They come right away.
Mm-hmm.
So our victim services that work in the department are kind of more long-term type support systems. So they're just a really good resource because they do a lot of stuff with our families and things like that and can help with support services and questions you might have.
She's been through so much.
So it might be a good idea.
I just can't stand for her to have to go through all this.
Yeah. It might be a good idea maybe before I take you guys back today that I get one of them to come in and maybe sit and talk with you guys and see. And it's not something, there's a bunch of stuff they can, you know, offer. But it's good to have a contact and, like, a name and a face and a phone number.
That'd be good.
You know, that way maybe a couple days from now, a week from now, or if there's something going on or you think you need help with something, it may not be something that's necessarily up, like, me and my partner's alley, but it very much may be up theirs. So I'd like for you to meet one of them before we leave. That way, hopefully, if there's something that they can help you and your daughter with, they can, or even JJ or whatever else.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I even thought about him.
Yeah. So,
I mean, he's used to him not being there, but he wouldn't understand even if you told him.
Right.
Like, that somebody passed away, he doesn't understand
what that means. Well, I mean, it's hard at 7 to understand that.
Anyway, that's true. But with him, he just doesn't. Which is probably better because he doesn't comprehend things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just, that's a lot to think about.
Yeah. So let me go find one of them, and then we'll make sure that you guys get to meet with them before you leave, because that might be something very helpful for you guys. And I'm going to go speak with your daughter for just a little bit, and we'll kind of go from there.
Okay?
And if you need anything, let me know, okay? Okay.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
There's just so many things in life that you just can't make up, and I think the enigma that is Lori Vallow Daybell is one of them. What on earth are you? So creepy. We're following it for you. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on this case, especially as it gets closer to court time. We will have you updated day by day on everything that goes on. Till then, discussions and all the audio and video we can unearth of these monsters. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.